Uncle John was buried there. So several years ago, the DERs from Virginia wanted this monument, instead of a small monument here, be placed at his grave. They were already, he was already in this enclosure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they did. And of course, I'm the last member of the family that lives here now.
Uh-huh.
From the Hood family, last descendant from the Hood family here. Of course, they live in Elberton, you know, this other side, but I am the last member here who's always lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our family cemetery, and the relatives who live away in Augusta and other places, their bodies are sent here and with the family cemetery.
Well,
and Miss Uncle and Aunt Susie are built their home was in Athens, and they are built in Oconee Cemetery there.
Mm-hmm.
There, because Uncle Young and Aunt Susie were buried there. Now, if he had died first, she would have buried him in the family cemetery here, and she would have been buried here.
Mm-hmm.
But she died first, and Uncle Young felt like that was home. They had lived there so long. They had no children. That's the reason they built that college, Young Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Did so much for them that they gave Elberton a library there now, the Harris Allen Library. Ain't faced Susie not going to she was Miss Allen. And that casting there was theirs, was the old Hood caster from here that I have. And the family, all of them haunt me and the family fought. But my grandmother gave it to me. She had it here. It was to go to my mother and I was told as child, so he gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, Miss is how many people live around Redmont now?
This used to be a large community, but unfortunately, my grandfather and those had a lot of land. They gave the Seaboard Road. I remember when the Seaboard Road was built through the river.
Really?
And he gave a lot of people sold right away to them.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandfather gave them the right-of-way through 8 miles here for that. And they would always keep the depot, put the depot where he said, and have an express office and an agent there. Because at that time, he had the state women convicts working his plantation, helping to do it. Of course, he had a lot of people with houses who lived there. And I still have nobody on my place here but the Hoods and the Allens, and their ancestors were our family slaves.
Uh-huh. And this man who lives out and back is an Allen.
That's Thomas Allen, yes. Uh-huh. And his uncle Gerard Allen, whose name from my grandmother Allen's only brother, has a son named Thomas, and he lives in that big house of mine on the hill up there.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, now, who is the girl I saw here?
That's Alice Hood.
Uh-huh.
They live on that place, too.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see now. I guess that's all my questions.